Now, there were two swords, of course. In the original film, we had Ben Kenobi's lightsaber and we had Vader's lightsaber. And they were both derived from the same sound. It was really the same sound, just pitched about a quarter tone apart from one another. And Vader's sword was equalized, that is, the tone control. When we re-recorded the sound, we made it have a little more edge to it, a little more high frequency, so it was a little, it sounded like it was a little sharper, in a sense, a little more vicious than Ben Kenobi's sword, which was more pleasant.
Morality, a sense of good and evil, communicated through sound, is not a new concept. Walter Murch.
Certain war films, think specifically of a film made about the Second World War and the battle between the Germans and the Americans, the decision was to make the sounds of the guns different. Not only so that you could distinguish in the battle who was firing at whom, but to give a moral quality to the sound itself. So that the German guns sounded nasty, and they sounded as if they were being fired by maniacs, and they sounded as if that bullet hit you, it would tear out huge globs of flesh, whereas the American sound had a cleaner, sharper, more precise sound to it, and it sounded like it was being fired by people who were being forced to do this against their better judgment, and it was being fired with precision, and if the bullet did hit you, it would kill you cleanly, and it would only kill you as much as it needed to kill you. And you heard those things in the sound. But people did not, looking at that film, I'm guessing now, but I would guess most people who saw that film would not say, oh, the sound is doing such and such. They'd say, oh, those dirty, rotten Germans, or hooray for the Americans. And so what you do is you translate an emotion being carried by the sound into an emotion that you would ascribe to character or to events taking place.
Filmmakers have used sound to manipulate their audiences since talking pictures were first invented. This is often done by manipulating the sounds themselves. Ben Burt.
I often start with the literal object in mind, if it exists. If we're doing a film that has helicopters in it or something, the initial inclination is to go out and record different kinds of helicopters. Once you acquaint yourself with what's authentic and perhaps how well it can be recorded or how well it can be produced, then you ask yourself, well, does this really work now emotionally? Is this really the feeling that I want in the film? Is this kind of authenticity exactly right? Well, most often it isn't quite right, and what you want to do then is find other sounds you can use to give the feeling that you want. You may add those and somehow enhance the real thing, or you may throw the real thing out altogether and use something completely different. Authenticity is not, you know, the primary thing you're shooting for in any film.
In creating the soundtrack for Apocalypse Now, Walter Murch had some authenticity problems of a different sort.
The rifle fire that we had to have in the film, there's a story behind that, in that usually when you're making a war film, say for about World War II or the Korean War, there is a large library of sound that has been developed because so many films have been made about those wars. And you can turn to pre-existing recordings to get these generalized backgrounds. We couldn't do that because very few films had been made about Vietnam when Apocalypse was made. And in addition, we wanted to record everything in stereo. And there certainly were no library material on stereo weaponry. And we needed to have the real weapons, the M-16s and Russian AK-47s that were used in that war. We wound up getting those actual weapons and going out into the hills behind Berkeley, loading real ammunition into them because the sound is slightly different when you fire blanks as when you fire real lead, and recording these guns one at a time, so that the sounds you hear, where it sounds like everything's going off at once, actually that was all recorded one shot at a time. There's something about the sound of the helicopter as it flies that tells you that it's moving. It's moving quite fast, and it's a very complicated sound. And there's a shift of frequency, a Doppler shift, as it goes by, so you get this kind of sound. There are very complicated phase differences that are going on, so that the equalization of the sound is very complex. When it's first coming towards you, it goes tuk tuk tuk, and then there's a turbine sound that comes in, and then the slight whirring of the blades, so that it's a very colorful sound, and it changes as it moves. And so, although this was one of the more complicated mixes to do, it was also the most fun because of that fact.